What is up, everybody? I am Ty.
And I'm your co-host, Joey.
And this is Hawks Entertainment. We got a guest today. Meet my boy, Alan. Alan, say what's up with everybody.
How y'all doing today, y'all? How's everybody doing?
So, Alan, today, it's basically more of an open conversation.
Okay.
So, I'm going to ask you a question. This is one of the most important questions on this podcast that we ask every person that comes to the podcast.
Okay.
Top five favorite TV shows.
Ooh, that's difficult.
And it doesn't have to be in. It has to be in order.
I thought it had to be in order.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Top five favorite TV shows. It's different because I'm a movie guy. But
okay, then let's do movies.
You start with movies.
Yeah. Okay. If you're more of a movie guy, we can do movies.
Hey, listen.
I'm more of a TV person, so that's why he always asks for TV shows.
I'm more of a TV person too.
You're a TV person. Fine, we'll go with TV shows.
We can do movies. Yeah. My thing is that. I have ADD, so it's hard for me to sit down and watch a movie in one go. I break them up in chunks.
Okay.
So that's why I always go with TV shows, because I like that they're like packaged in smaller bits.
Exactly.
But if you're a movie guy, we can talk movies.
For me, okay. I watch TV shows. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a TV show guy because I like when the story continues.
Exactly.
When I watch a movie, I'm like, damn, I want more. Yeah. I want more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, we might not get a second movie ever, or we might not get it until like 5 years later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm more of a TV show guy. But give me a favorite. Top five favorite movies.
Top five favorite movies.
Since you're a movie guy.
First movie, I, Robot. I remember
I
that.
Robot.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. Oh.
Yeah,
I like that movie too.
My second one is Elvis.
Oh, the 2022.
That was good.
Was awesome.
I haven't watched it yet.
You need
to. It's on my list. I've been meaning to watch it so many times.
It's like, really, really good. I really liked it.
I'm going to get to this.
It's good.
Because I've heard, like, what's his name?
Austin Butler.
Austin Butler.
Yeah.
I've seen him on Disney. Mm-hmm. Like, he's damn near a guest on Disney. Every time I was like, I want to see his performance.
He was really good in Elvis. Really good. My third one is going to be, dang, it blanked out my head. It blanked out my head, but we're going to segue to a different one.
Okay.
Meet the Robinsons.
Meet the Robinsons. Oh, man.
I love that one.
I love that movie.
One. Yeah, Meet the Robinsons. It's very good. I'm trying to see. I want the other one to come back into my head because it was a good one, too. Cars.
Can't go wrong with Cars, man. Soundtrack is a bop.
Yes.
The story is a bop.
Listen,
can't go wrong with Cars.
I have seen the movie Cars so many times because the kids I nanny are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
To the point where I play music off my phone for them. Like, the parents are okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a playlist that's just Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest one will look at me and be like, Joji, put on Cars. Put on Lightning McQueen. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, kid. I love this kid, so not get me wrong. But, like, I have seen Cars, all three of them, so many times, I can probably quote the film.
Just last week, I was watching the Goofy movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just listening.
I'm trying to watch that with
banging out to the soundtrack. I was just vibing out. I'm like, oh my God. How could a kids movie like this have a soundtrack like this? I'm like, man.
And that's where it all came from. The kids movies and the older generations were very good.
Yeah, because me growing up watched Disney. That's basically all I watched. I watched Disney. Like, that's probably the only channel that I really watched.
Yeah.
But I also watched Nickelodeon with like Big Time Rush, iCarly, Victorious, stuff like that. Wasn't really a Cartoon Network guy. You know what I'm saying? That's why I missed out on a lot of good cartoons, and I didn't watch until I was older, or I didn't watch. I missed out on some anime that came on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really into anime when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I did not think anime was weird. I didn't think that the concept of anime was weird. I thought the people that watch anime was weird.
The fans.
When I was like, middle school. When I was in middle school, my first experience paying attention. So like, you've heard this story a million times. My first experience watching someone that loves anime. First, they were running through the hall doing the Naruto run. They were just running through the hall.
Yeah, the stereotypical one.
And then they were doing the Kamehameha.
Stereotypical as well.
And then they was basically doing the yelling when Goku goes Super Saiyan. It was yelling like that.
Yeah, that's the one that everybody be doing too.
For me, but the weirdest thing was them doing the Naruto signs.
Oh yeah,
that was the weirdest. I'm like, because like I grew up in Baltimore, and I'm like, are you doing gang signs? Like, what's going on? Like,
no, they're doing their Naruto. They're really getting in there for that one.
That's crazy. Like when I never watched anime. Literally, I didn't start watching anime until 2023.
Mm-hmm.
My first anime was One Piece.
The
first anime I've watched completely was One Piece.
Okay.
The first anime that I saw was High School DxD, which was weird because I was not expecting it. All I read in the bio was, demons. Demons and gods. And I'm like, that sounds dope.
Nope.
Was not expecting that at all.
Nope.
Was
not expecting. I ran into that trap too.
Was not expecting that at all. And it's crazy, the same thing with Food Wars.
Mm-hmm.
When I watched Food Wars,
yep.
I recommended Food Wars to Joey.
Yep.
And I told Joey, I warned him. I warned him before going in, exactly the moaning and all that going into the show.
And the thing is, okay.
Great tasting food.
Great. I still live at home with my parents, and I have surround sound in my bedroom. And I started watching it while they were eating dinner in the next room over.
Yep.
And I had to explain to my parents I was watching anime and not adult content.
Yeah.
They were not exactly pleased.
That it caught me off guard when I first watched it. I can tell you that for sure.
I watched 30 seconds, and I was like, I'm good.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. It's a good show. Uh-huh. Has a good story.
It has a bunch of different.
You just got to get past. You just got to get past the whole.
Yes.
When they eat the food and all that.
Yep. That's every time it's a food part, you got to just turn it. Because
that's how I did with. That's why I did High School DxD.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got like Issei, this guy is funny. He's a hilarious character.
Yeah.
Once I got past him being a pervert, I just like the story was like, it was actually a good story.
Mm-hmm.
The demons, the gods, the higher works, and like how. Like how basically where those demons groups, like if you got like certain demon groups,
mm-hmm.
and how they work when they like challenge each other, they work like chess pieces. So you got a king, a bishop, a pawn, you know what I'm saying? And the way the angels work, they work like a deck of cards, an ace, a heart. So it was a good story for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like never experienced that growing up as a kid. Just experiencing it in my 20s, and I'm loving every minute of it. Like anime, I watch it basically every day. If I'm not watching anime, I'm watching wrestling.
Yeah.
If I'm not watching wrestling, I'm rewatching shows that I've already watched, like The Flash or Grey's Anatomy. Or
for me, it's Bob's Burgers. That's all
I love. Bob's bro,
Bob's Burgers,
Bob's Burgers, and The Great North. That's my go-to show when I just like. I feel like I don't really feel like watching anything. Let me just go watch Bob's Burgers because I got pissed off with Archer. When I found out that Archer did not end up with Lana at the end of the show.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm kind of glad they didn't. They were train wreck.
He ended up with Pam.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
They were perfect together, though.
I'm like, what?
I love Archer so much.
But,
I want to go back to Elvis because I really liked that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm a visual person. So when I watch movies, I really like special effects. I like costumes. I like all that. And so that's what I really liked about Elvis was that visually it was such a beautiful movie.
It was.
What's his wife's name?
Priscilla.
Priscilla. Did you watch the movie Priscilla?
No.
No, I did not either.
Cause they said Priscilla is from Priscilla's point of view from the whole relationship with Elvis.
Was different.
So I didn't watch it because I said I would be watch Elvis first, get the whole Elvis point of view, and then I'll watch Priscilla and see how Priscilla saw everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it was basically like how like Priscilla was like, it was like she was drugged sometimes, and it was like, from what I heard, it was like Priscilla, like it was like a somewhat of an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm. It was very abusive. But she was like, very young when they met.
Yeah. Yes. So I think they said she was like what? How old she was? Like
she was.
I think maybe 16 or 17.
I got 12 in my head. I don't know why.
Nah, it was like 16, I don't know 17. Why. Let me see what we're doing.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever we go silent, Joey's Googling something. So. But I don't.
She
know.
Was 14 years
14,
old.
14. Okay. Dang.
She was 14.
Very young. Like very very young. And he was like what? I think in his 20s.
It's
crazy.
Almost 30s, I think.
Almost 30s. Damn.
Yeah, probably almost 30s.
Damn.
But, I mean, other than the age gap part, it was actually very good. The set design was good. It was close to the original of what happened in his life. They told a story throughout a musical kind of atmosphere, but not necessarily your typical musical.
Mm, yeah.
It was songs that really stuck out, different renditions of his songs, but more modernized. And
yeah, like the, wasn't it Doja Cat that did the Hound Dog?
Yes.
I really liked that.
Yes.
And I don't like musicals. I've crushed out a lot about musicals, but I liked this one because it was about a musical artist, you know? So, like you said, it wasn't really done in a traditional musical way, but I liked that part.
Exactly.
Was that your favorite biopic?
My favorite biopic is Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's mine. I love Bohemian Rhapsody, man. Because I went into the movie not knowing anything about Freddie Mercury. Not one thing. Because I used to always listen to the song, We Will Rock You. We Are the Champions. Mama. And I'm like, who sing these songs? And then, like, Freddie Mercury sings all of them. I'm thinking it's just separate people. No, it's Freddie Mercury. He sings all of them. I'm like, wow, bro. Like,
yeah.
And I think my favorite song is Somebody to Love. That's one of my favorite songs from Freddie Mercury. Somebody to Love.
Yeah.
That's so. That's like, cause that's my favorite biopic. And I like Rocket Man about Elton John. Elton John.
Yeah, that's good too.
His biopic is very good. I enjoyed that one.
The thing about Bohemian Rhapsody is that, for me, it has a special place in my heart.
Why is that?
Because I grew up listening to Queen. Mm. My parents grew up in Baltimore. They went to all the concerts at Merriweather, like all of them. And so they saw Queen and, you know, all the good acts. And so I was raised off of, like, classic rock music. So for me, Bohemian Rhapsody is, like, reminders of my childhood. Because that's what I listened to growing up.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, it's just...
They're doing TikTok dances outside the studio.
Outside the studio.
Yeah, they're doing a promo video right now. Yeah,
good for them.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, Alan, like, growing up, young age, what network was you rocking with? Cartoon Network, Disney, Nickelodeon, Disney XD, like, what was you rocking with? Like, what did you watch the most?
There's one that you didn't list in there, and I'm upset that you didn't list it.
What, PBS
was
it Kids?
Looney Tunes? No. I mean, not Looney Tunes. Boomerang? Okay, I did not watch Boomerang.
Boomerang.
I mean, I've seen the shows from Boomerang, but I didn't like Yogi Bear
I grew up watching The Jetsons.
Yeah, I did too.
I've seen
The Jetsons.
I think I've seen, like, probably, like, one...
And the Flintstones.
...episode of The Jetsons.
I never got into The Flintstones.
Yeah.
It's not my taste. I'm not going to sit here and, like, trash on it because I don't think it's a bad show, and it definitely has a cultural impact for a show. It just wasn't my thing. I grew up watching Scooby-Doo and The Jetsons.
Okay.
I love Scooby-Doo.
I'm like, bro,
Scooby-Doo.
Growing up,
where are you?
I never really liked Scooby-Doo. And it's not like I didn't like it. Like, I couldn't just sit down and just watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
I could never just sit down and just watch Scooby-Doo because Fred pissed me off the most out of everybody. Scooby, that's my god. Scooby, that's my dog. I mess with Scooby and Shaggy. But Fred, Fred really, like, when I was young, he ticked me off, like, a lot. Watching the movies, he ticked me off. And then seeing the guy from Scream as Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movie, I'm like, I think I'm really going to like this movie.
Yep.
And he's coming back for the Scream movie again. And I think he's coming back for the Scooby-Doo series that's happening on Netflix.
I'm excited for that.
You know, he's also in Five Nights at Freddy's.
He's in Five Nights at Freddy's? I didn't even watch one. So I didn't.
It's so good.
You seen one?
I've seen one.
I've heard people watch them. Some people, like, I get mixed reviews about it.
Here's the thing. The reason why it's mixed reviews is because some people haven't played the game or actually wasn't that kid who was, like, studying the lore.
Yeah.
But I studied the lore for it, and they mentioned so much in the lore that I was like, yo, this is actually, like, from the game, you know, like, when I was growing up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
I think I played it, like, what, 3 times growing up?
I've watched other people play it, and I'll never forget. I think it was Dan and Phil. They were playing it, and I was, like, on YouTube, and I was watching them, and a part of it scared one of them so much he, like, fell out of his chair.
Because I know my friends played it all the time. And since I was, like, growing up, I wasn't really a tech guy. So all that downloading the game.
I just played The Sims. I was, like, nonstop. Not in Zoo Tycoon.
Really? And then plus, I didn't even know how to find it. So growing up, I only played it 3 times. And that was when my friends were like, are you playing? Let me play it one time. So I didn't really know that much about it. But you say you grew up watching Boomerang. That's your favorite network. Mm-hmm. What about that network that really had you like this is me, like?
You want my honest one, or you want my funny opinion?
Was it the classic TV shows?
We'll take both.
Yeah, give me both.
So my funny one was I couldn't access any other channels because the remote was taken from me. So it was what was put on TV, and that's what I watched. But also, I didn't know how to work a remote. I didn't know how to work the TV remote. So whenever I would click the wrong number, it would send me to, like, some random show, and I wouldn't like it. So I would stick to that one show. And that's what I did until I got older. And I was like, you know what? let me venture into the TV guide, and then I found Cartoon Network. I found Disney Channel, all that stuff.
I ask this a lot of my guests too. Go ahead. Give me a favorite Disney movie. Let It Shine. That's dope. Like, because Let It Shine is definitely on my top five.
I don't think I've seen that.
Let It Shine is so good.
It has Tyler James Williams, Coco Jones, Trevor Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's his name.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a stack. It's a little stack cast. It's a good movie. It's a very good movie. My favorite movie is probably High School Musical.
Mm.
I like all three. But I don't know why I always go back to watch one more than the other.
Because that was the one that stuck with everyone the most.
I agree with people when they say, excuse me, okay. I agree with people when they say 2 is the best, because it is. 2 is definitely the best.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I just gravitate to 1 a lot more.
That's the one you were first introduced to.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, when I watch movies or TV shows, from High School Musical, I say High School Musical 1
mm-hmm.
introduced it and it had the story. High School Musical 2 had the songs. High School Musical 2 songs are way better than 1. But High School Musical 1 songs are more memorable.
It just popped in my head. What's the Sharpay song where she's like...
Fabulous? What's Fabulous? And
Lobster Imported from Maine. Fabulous
2.
Wasn't that one?
That's Fabulous. Fabulous yeah. and 2.
That song is, like, so iconic. I love Sharpay. She was a bitch, but, man, I love her. I personally love a good bitch. I love a good character that's, like, written to be hated. I love that, and I just loved Sharpay.
And it's crazy because what's the song, like, I think I might stick to the status quo.
Yeah.
That song, yeah. Until just because you're a part of one clique doesn't mean you have to stay with that clique throughout high school. Because growing up, bro, elementary school, middle school, I would, like, TV shows will have you think high school is the worst experience ever in your life.
Yeah.
I didn't. And
middle
like,
school was rough. High school was okay.
They say the same thing with middle school. They're like, middle school is hardcore.
Middle school is awful.
You gotta make friends.
I was looking
and it's girls.
To and,
really?
Like, I got to middle school.
Why?
I was, because here's the thing. The only thing that was in my mind of going to middle school was I get to walk in the hallways to different classrooms and not be in one class the whole day. And then after that, middle school, we had junior high school. So we went from middle school to junior high school. The one thing I was looking forward to was, oh my gosh, I have lockers in the hallway so I can go to my own locker and like put stuff in it before I go to class. And that was like the fascinating thing for me.
That's how it was for me in middle school. Middle school, sixth grade, we had lockers. And our lockers was literally like, as soon as we walk out of our homeroom class, our lockers is right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And because elementary school, we had cubbies. like literally from, because I went to a different school from kindergarten to third grade.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started school. And then I went to another school for fourth and fifth.
Mm-hmm.
So fourth and fifth, we just basically kept our book bags with us.
Mm-hmm.
Third and kindergarten, cubbies. You know what I'm saying? We just had straight cubbies.
Yeah.
And once I got to middle school, I couldn't wait for the lockers either. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, man, like, having my stuff in a cubby, bro, I felt like a kid. I'm not a kid. I'm not a baby. Like, I want a locker.
Uh-huh.
So, like, watching TV growing up, they really had me thinking, like, yo, is high school really going to be like this? Get to high school, then I had that experience not one time.
Nope.
In middle school, we had to use lockers. Like, we were forced to by the staff. And then high school, nobody used their lockers.
High school, no one used lockers in high school either.
One assembly a year, they would not let us bring our backpacks in. And so everybody had, like, nobody knew their locker combination except for me. So all my friends would come to my locker. We would shove all of our backpacks in the locker. And I would jam the door, and then we would just get all our stuff out. Personally, I don't like using lockers.
Yeah, I feel like for my high school, the reason why kids didn't use lockers because they had to register and book their locker.
They were assigned. You had like the whole locker combination was like all assigned to you. Honestly, my thing was, I don't like forgetting things. I like to be prepared no matter what. That's why my backpack is so big. So, like, my entire life is in that backpack. I have lotion, I have cough drops, I have eye drops, my inhaler, I have everything in that backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to have to constantly, like, be like, oh, yeah, oh, I need my inhaler. Oh, it's in my locker. That's what I don't like about mm-hmm. it.
I mean, here's the thing. I enjoyed the idea of lockers until I got to high school.
Yeah.
And I realized how much of a pain it was because my locker was on the first floor.
Yeah.
And going from the fourth floor to the first floor was not a good thing. And it was a lot of flights of stairs. We could not use the elevator.
Yep, ours was locked off.
I had to run all the way down the stairs, then run all the way up to my locker because I left a textbook and my teacher wouldn't let me do any work without my textbook.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I...
But it was rather I carry a heavy textbook up four flights of stairs and then, or just do that.
Yeah, from my high school experience, like I said, we basically had to register for lockers. If you didn't register for a locker, then you wouldn't get a locker. But I didn't want a locker anyway. I kept my book bag with me. Most of my class kept their book bags with them. But we didn't really we didn't really carry textbooks. Like, the textbooks were provided to us in the class we needed them.
Yeah,
we never, like, took them home or, like, studied, like took them to, like, we go into, like, a study hall and all that. If we went to study hall, we were, like, either stay in the class or if you go to study hall, you're, like, you just, I guess, study hall is basically used to, like, hang out with your friends and stuff for us in high school. But, like, studying the textbook, you will have to read, like, everything you want right there in that class. Then you have to actually pay attention, and you have to actually get, okay, if you want to take a picture, take a picture. Get what you need for the picture because you cannot take the textbooks home. So that was, like,
for me, my high school was also really spread out. And so, like, all the arts were in one part, and then it went the cafeteria, the gym, and then it went, like, all the core, like, the English, the science, the whatever. And so it would take you the entire, like, between class periods to walk from one classroom to, like, the arts building. And so I had a lot of arts classes my senior year. So I was just walking back and forth and, like, no time to stop, no time to go to the locker, you know? And plus, because I was doing all those classes, I didn't really have textbooks. So there's no point.
Mm-hmm. I don't know actually this question, but I've been, like, curious because, like, I've always said if I was born in the 90s, I feel like I'd have been a lot better. How was it growing up in the 90s? For, like, I was born in
95.
That's what I was going to say. I know that you were, like, when the 90s was...
A baby.
Like, you were, like, 5 when the 90s was over.
Yes.
So, like, probably 4 when it hit 2000. But that small time, can you remember anything from that small time of when you was in the 90s? Like, was it, like, as far as, like, the toys you played with or anything like that? Because, like, my mother wouldn't tell me. She won't tell me.
Okay. I have a very quintessential 90s kid story about what the toys I played with.
Okay.
Do you know what a Beanie Baby is?
I do know what a Beanie Baby is.
I was obsessed. I was obsessed with Beanie Babies.
I'm sorry. I don't know what a Beanie Baby is.
Yet. Oh, my God.
Have you watched the iCarly episode? Have you ever watched iCarly?
I have.
So iCarly is like a Beanie Baby episode where this guy collects Beanie Babies. Mm-hmm. And Carly liked them. And she found out a big secret about him that he carried Beanie Babies. And that's the only reason why I know about Beanie Babies because of that episode.
Do you remember Webkinz? Do you know what a Webkinz is?
No.
Okay, then don't worry about it.
I got old. I got called being old for knowing what the it's not a Lunchable, but it had like a penguin on it. And
I know what you're talking about. It was like those meals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I got old. I got called being old for growing up with that.
Really?
And because I had a brownie, cause I said, like, yeah, man, I remember when he had a brownie. He like
those brownies were nasty.
he was like mm-mm. Me growing up, we ain't never had no brownie in the house. That's how you know you old. Like, wow, bro.
I'll never forget last Wednesday I was with you in your class. And that kid found out I'm almost 30. And he goes, you pay taxes? I'm like,
no, yes? Man. When I found out they were younger than I expected, I'm like, what? Like,
he's like, I'm 18. I'm like, you should be paying taxes when you're 18.
Most of them look like they're over 20. And I'm like,
yeah. I thought that one kid was 20.
I'm like, what? You're not older than me? And then, he's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 22. And when they found out I was 20, like, damn. I'm like, it's the same thing with Troy. Every time, like, when Troy found out, when I came there, Troy was like 18.
Yeah.
And I was 21. I was 21 when me and Troy first met. And Troy was like, damn, like, you old as shit. I'm like, no, I'm not old, dude. I'm like right there. And he's in his 20s now. He's turning 20 this year. No, yeah, he's in his 20s now. And he was like, ah, man, like, I'm almost up there with you. Like, old head. I'm like, bro. Like, bro, I'm literally only 3 years older than you. Like, literally only 3 years older than you. And he's like, nah. That don't mean nothing. You're still an old head. Like, so every time we talk.
Old head status will never die down. I'm telling you right now.
So every time we talk, he literally, like, he's like, OG. Or he was like, big. He don't even say big bro. He's like, yo, OG. Like, how you? I'm like, bro, this kid's an asshole. Like, bro.
What's up, OG?
And then when I seen this Instagram video, and it was like, you know you old if you're saying these kids bad as hell. And I was like, damn, I said that when I was home.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know you old when you see the kids running around playing. They're like, they gonna sleep good tonight. Yeah. I said that multiple times.
You will not catch me saying that. I'm not trying to get old.
I'm like, yeah, they raised me good at night. I'm like, damn, I said that. Like, and I'm like, man, like, these guys, I'm like, all these, like, and I'm talking about, like, they were like, also, you know you old when you try to, like, when you, every conversation you have with someone younger than you ends up being a lecture. I'm like, damn, I do that, too.
Back in my day.
Not even back in my day.
That's how I feel, like, sometimes when I'm talking to you. And you just did it with, like, the 90s. I'm like, I don't know.
Not even the back in my day. I just hit them with the, like, y'all don't even know what y'all got. Y'all got, like, so it's like.
Yeah.
So it's more like that, because I was talking to my sister when I went home Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I was telling her, so she was like, because I'm like, so she was telling me her grades and all that. So she was like, yeah, like, art class, I got a D. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, you got to get that, you know what I'm saying, you got to get that D up, you know what I'm saying? Because when I took art, you know what I'm saying, it was hard, but I had it.
Yep.
And then she had a nerve to tell me, but I got an A in physics. So I was confused. I hit her like, hold up, mm-hmm. hold up for a second.
Yep.
How the hell do you have an A in physics with a D in art?
And you're it has to do with like, the way the brain works.
She don't even like science. Oh, wow. I am terrible at science. I got lucky that when I came to school that I only had to take one science class that I passed with an A, but that was by luck. That was by sheer luck. And because I hate science. Growing up, high school, biology, we never took chemistry.
I love biology. But I'm just really bad at math.
I can't stand science.
You lost me at bio.
That's the class I took. That's what I decided to. They said bio, chemistry. I take bio all day. I would rather take bio than mess with chemistry. I am not blowing anything up. I am not
no.
mixing. No,
no,
absolutely
I
not.
Blow something up.
No,
that's my
not.
Thing. I'm a pyromaniac.
You know, I've always wanted to set a car on fire.
Yeah, I set shoes on fire. Yeah.
So
next time you do that, let me know.
I put some liquor on top of it, and I just.
It's crazy thing about it. The crazy thing about fire. Back in high school, me and my friend Cam and Kevin, as you talked to.
Yeah.
So we went to this high school.
How are they? Does one still have a girl?
Cam's still looking. He's searching. He's searching for it. Cam, no, I'm saying Cam chilling. You know, he said he don't need one.
She said somebody's searching for a girl.
Yeah. My friend.
Yeah, it's like New Year's resolution.
My friend came on the podcast. He said by the end of this year he will have a girlfriend.
Is he on this campus?
No.
No.
He used to go here in 2020 though.
Okay.
But he left.
Gotcha.
But he said by the end of this year he will have a girlfriend.
You can't look for her. She has to come to you, man.
Bro, he keeps trying to force me to like because I was like, come in conversation with females, mm-hmm. but I don't really see them like that, and they don't see me that way. Me like, man, you gotta hop on that, man. Take the opportunity. They're right there. I'm like, bro, they don't see me that way.
Nope.
And I just see them as friends. He's like, nah, ain't no friends.
You can't force it. I'm telling you, you can't force it. They'll come straight to you. And I learned that with my girlfriend too.
I met her at Chick-fil-A
when I was working.
Same to me. Yeah. Same with me. My last relationship. When I first met her, mm-hmm. we was friends. Like, I was focused on football. Mm-hmm. Like, wasn't really looking for a relationship, but we got to know each other more and more and more. And then, bang, we just started dating just like that.
Yeah.
Like, these things, like, you can't force these things. I keep telling
you,
like, nope,
you can't force it.
He's like, I don't care. I'm going to make that happen.
And that's how things don't turn out good if you force it. You just got to let things take its course.
But, like, we had a pact. So, we like, when we graduate, because the high school we went to, we wore a tie. So we wore like a blue tie. We wore a yellow button down shirt.
I'm like famous for it. I hate it. My cousin, And I will say, I will preface this, that I said this to make her laugh, but she got engaged, and then she had to cancel her wedding due to health problems. And so I was like, listen, she was like really upset. She was like, I'm so upset that, like, you know, I feel bad for putting a pause on the wedding, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I know people are kind of upset about it. And I was like, listen, the longer you don't get married, the longer I don't have to wear a tie.
Just any tie or just like long
any tie? Any tie. I don't like things around my neck.
I prefer a bow tie.
She won't let me wear a bow tie.
If it comes to the occasion, I would prefer a bow tie.
I told her her wedding's probably going to be black tie. I told her I would wear a tuxedo shirt. Show me, she would ban me.
I would ban you too.
I would definitely ban you too. I would stop you at the door.
Security.
You're not letting him see for the actual suit on.
Yeah, her fiance was like, "You have a tuxedo shirt?" I was like, "I have several."
Yeah, you would not be able to enter.
But like,
no. So I love my cousin. So, and then my sister made me promise. She was like, "If I get married, you have to wear a suit." And I'm like, "I love you, so yes, but I'm not gonna be happy about it." But yeah.
Yeah.
So our uniform was basically Bucks. So we had to wear Bucks. Mm-hmm. We had to wear blue pants, like blue dress pants.
Uh-huh.
A yellow button-down shirt and a blue tie. So,
I'm sorry, that color combination is ugly as hell.
Yeah, so throughout high school, I only stayed there until 11th grade. We couldn't stand this uniform because we had to have our shirt tucked in.
I hate tucked in shirts.
And I'm like, we never liked our shirt tucked in, and I always had my hoodie on. So like, you always know me, like you always see me with my hood on. In high school, I was the exact same. I kept my hoodie on, no matter what weather it was. I kept a hoodie. I don't know why. A hoodie just makes me feel more comfortable. Like, I
listen, whatever makes you feel comfortable, just rock out with that.
And so we promised. So we like, when we graduate, we gonna make sure we bring extra clothes, and we gonna burn every last piece of this uniform. And I'm like, we all like that. So when I told my mother, she's like, all right, when y'all go to jail, don't call me.
Don't call me, because I told you
like,
beforehand.
Don't worry about it. We good. We good. Yeah. So it turns out, I left. So I left before we can even do that. So I went to another school, and then the pandemic happened. So we didn't get to do any of that. We didn't even have an actual graduation. Literally, our graduation was on a YouTube screen.
That's the best kinds right there.
And I'm like,
yeah, I had to suffer through my brother's college graduation. I'm not doing this.
That is hell. I'm like, no, me personally, I'm like, that's bullshit. Like, I literally saw my name on a television. I got my cap and gown sent to me by mail. I had to go to them and pick up my diploma myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man. And then the following year, I watched my brother graduate. You know how pissed off I was, but also proud of him at the same time?
That you didn't get that opportunity.
That I did not get that opportunity. And I'm like, it's all good.
Nah, my school said forget it. We're still going to have a graduation. We still did. We just had our chairs very far apart on that football stage. That was a long walk to the stage.
No, that's good. College graduation.
Yeah.
Shit might not happen. That's all I'm talking about.
Nothing's going to happen. You got it. Saying? You'll get all your chords, you know, founder.
If not, I can make you in The Sims. And we can graduate you in The Sims.
Oh, man.
Sims can, everything can happen in The Sims.
Exactly. So, I love The Sims.
I don't like how you and Leah say y'all torture y'all people in some.
I get bored, okay?
That just doesn't seem right.
Listen, sometimes a man gets bored and he just wants the Sims to do lots of cocaine.
See? Like,
so
what?
You can know what happens if you do a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, man, y'all minds are just messed up. Well,
just think it real, man.
Listen.
You need some test dummy.
Exactly. Yeah. Listen, you got to let the crazy out. And the Sims is me letting the crazy out.
You'd rather let the crazy out in Sims and into the red low.
I'm not going to do cocaine in real life.
Of course.
But, you know, the Sims, it's not legal in the Sims either, but you know what I mean. Thank you, mods.
Yeah.
Joey, do you like being in movies?
Do I like being in movies?
Yeah.
He's my go-to cameraman.
I mean, I've acted before. I don't mind it. I prefer being behind the camera, but I've done live stuff. Why?
Just thinking.
Oh yeah, me and him working on a short film.
Yeah,
we're writing and directing a short film. Him doing most of the writing because like for me, like when I write, like I got a process. But if he already has his story and what he wants to tell,
yep.
I can also like because like if you got anything to add, make the story better. That's good. I can like if I read the script, I'm like, I talk to him like, oh maybe this character can had this type of attitude, or his dialogue could be somewhat like this. We talk about it, we look it over, and we agree on things. We're like, ah, but then like, I had this direction for this character. Like, oh, okay, you have a direction. Like, I'm better at that when I'm working with somebody else. Like, I can write a script, but I'm more of the director side of things. I'd rather work with the actors on how to bring your script to life.
Yeah.
I'm good at that. That's what I work on.
My thing with acting is I did drama in high school, so I've done live stage. I helped out with your short film last time. So, like, I'm not opposed to it, but I'm not here to be an actor. I'm here to do – I want to go into broadcasting. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm here. So my skills are better behind the camera, but college is about having fun. It's about exploring yourself. So, like, if you have a role for me, I'm not opposed to doing it, but, like, I'm more skilled behind the camera. But if you're like, hey, we wrote this role for you – I'll do it.
Yeah.
You can be that friend that, you know, can see the crazy.
Absolutely.
Just
give me my lines.
It's crazy that you brought the film up, because someone in my he's not actually in my class. It's like his class is like right after mine, but we have the same teacher. And I've watched his performance in the play, because we got theater class. And he is playing, it's crazy, he's playing a schizophrenic person in his play. Mm. And when I seen him acting, I'm like, he does damn good at playing. That's schizophrenic, like, because his play is about him talking to the dead, talking to his dead relative, his mom, his sister.
Is it Frankenstein?
No, I don't know.
That's another good movie.
I think she wrote it. The teacher wrote it herself.
Okay.
So it was basically, he was like, so I asked him about it today, and he's like, I wouldn't, if y'all think I'm good for the role, I would not turn it down.
I need to meet him first.
Yep. Yeah, I would not turn it down. He said, what I want to do, I'd rather play the voice in his head. Like, that's what he said. Like, because I felt like, I see him act, and I'm like, him playing a voice in his head, it would definitely be, if you have time, probably on either Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Something as soon as possible.
So yeah, my class is at 1:50. 1 o'clock to 1:50.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we talked about. But this film, we plan on trying to get it done this year or this semester.
Mm-hmm.
We got 4 weeks left.
Yeah.
And plus, I wanted to talk to you about because I wanted also to do something with you next semester before you graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause my goal before I graduate here is at least get 6 films done.
I can make 2 films in a semester.
And the second one? Oh, shit. Because I don't know the senior schedules. And I know a lot of seniors. And I'm like, I just assume, like, yeah, you're going to have a lot to do. So I'm just going to ask the bare minimum. Like, can you help? Like, because Camille, you know Camille?
Yep.
Yeah, Camille. She was my vice president for the film club.
Mm-hmm.
So her, basically, the only task that I asked her to do, because she was a senior, was, can she make the Zoom meetings for our meetings? And really just keep up with the members and all that. And she wrote, and then we when we had this idea of writing, making a film, I asked her to write it because she was a better screenwriter than me. And she was like, when I first got here, I didn't know anything about screenwriting. I just wanted to direct. So she wrote the script. So I came up with the idea, the characters and all that. And she wrote the script. So I worked with the actors. I got the actors in their right roles. RJ is a country guy, so I had to put him in an
uncomfortable position.
Yeah. I put him in a. I had to, because the character that we had was more city, and he used a lot of slang.
Yeah.
So I had to show him how to use it and show him how to sound that way.
City boy, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because like every role, because this is why I try to like this is why at least the actors that I work with, I try to get them like every role is not going to be meant for you.
Exactly.
Might have to get out of your comfort zone to work with that role.
Yep.
And with the people and for this film that we're making, a lot of these actors are going to be out of that comfort zone a little bit, because especially if you're getting Kalia or a lot of, like, Kalia's very high spirit.
Yep.
Very high spirit, and that's why like I was like, maybe she could play that. And you like talking to him about the best friend. I'm like, maybe she could see that best friend that likes to party, or like wonder like what's going on. You're okay, but Joey, like that you were saying, like Joey plays a friend. Like that's why, like when you send me the character, send the character detail, I was like, okay, once I read the characters and how you want them and then how they're supposed to be, then I can like get a clear view of, okay, I can see this person at that, yeah, and talk to you about it. I can see that person at that.
I might have, so if your guy is good with the voice in the head, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis or like a quick preview.
Okay.
Let's use your imagination. Use your imagination mind, and I'm going to explain this detail to you.
Yeah.
So the aspect that I have is, in the beginning of the film, you only hear the voice in the head. You just think it's someone off camera. Until the camera comes back, and you can see that person is on his right side behind him, which is the person in the head. You know how you need to have a way of kind of categorizing that's that person. So in the beginning of the film, we don't see them. We just think we're hearing things ourselves. But then you actually see the person. There'll be another person who kind of matches them. And my idea is I want to have a shot, like somewhere down this road, a shot of where the main character is walking closer to the camera. You just move the camera up, and you can see his other personality across the street, trailing behind him. Because even though he thinks he got rid of it, it's always going to be there. I kind of used the idea from It Follows.
Okay.
Like the immortal snail.
Oh, it's the Scream movie, It Follows.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched that too. Like, it's literally on my Netflix list. Yeah. Like, right there, just sitting there. But for us, like, okay, for that idea, are you planning on, like, the actual voiceover? Like, doing a voiceover?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Because, like, when I was watching your film that you made for the 24-hour challenge, and I was like, when he was editing it, the main question I got from everyone I showed, because I thought you did like an excellent job editing it, you know, that the main question I got was, who's the voiceover? Like, what did you do for the voiceover? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have no idea.
Is that you asking me what I did for the
voiceover? Yes, what did you do for the voiceover?
Okay, so that's me speaking.
That's you speaking.
It's not. It's actually AI, believe it or not.
You know what's crazy? That was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yep. That's AI.
Him writing it out and the AI just speaking it. Yes. That's literally the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like,
I had to use spaces to fill in the spots.
But the way it sounds like an actual person talking. And that's why they always ask me, like, do you know if he like used an actual person? I'm like, I think it's AI. I think that he wrote it out and it just said it. Yep. So I think, is it a feature on CapCut?
No.
So
it is a feature on CapCut, but you have to pay for it.
I know. It's a different website that I found is free AI.
Okay.
To where even if you want to sample a voice, like I can sample my voice and they can replicate it perfectly.
That's wild.
But
that's
the fact is, you know, I used AI in the film because I didn't have enough time to shoot those scenes. So with that, I used AI to fill in the blank.
For the viewers that viewers, like you can actually see us. For the listeners that's wondering, like, what are we talking about? Alan, we did a 24-hour film challenge this semester where we had to make participants had to make a film in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And Alan made this film called, what is the name of the film? Running Through Obsession. And it's basically about this track star who has a chance to go to the Olympics, who wants to go, and his girlfriend is doing everything it takes to stop him from going. And the thing that we were talking about is Alan's editing, because when you watch the film, it actually looks like a film edited by it looks like a short film that can be like in
an A24 film.
Yeah, it's like one of those films. Like it can be like that. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, like I was so curious when I first how did you edit it like this? Like because like that's how I want my films to look like when I make them.
Yeah.
And it's not like, because I've never, like, as far as, like, students making films, I've never seen somebody edit it like that. So I'm like, yeah, that's the look that I'm looking for. That's how I want my films to be edited. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no problem when I gotta make films that has to, like, look a little, look like the camera's actually on them and all that, but that's for a different type of film. But the films I want to make, my films have to look like that. So I will learn how to do it as long as possible to make sure my films look like that.
And I'm happy to take you along into my thought process and my journey so you can actually see like the process that went behind.
Oh, almost definitely. I'm getting a laptop right after the semester. And I'm bringing it back next semester.
And you know, Joey, I'll show you the film too. I have it on my computer. It's only 8 minutes long. Nothing crazy.
But that's all the time we have for today.
Yep.
Thank you, Alan, for coming on the podcast today.
Of course, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Of course, thank you. Always happy to have you on.
I'm Ty.
I'm Joey.
I'm Alan.
See you later. I didn't know if Joey had anything to do or you had anything to do.